Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This is the Dom Giordano program. Yeah, boy, what are the odds? Supposed to clear up this afternoon, headed down to the Phillies game tonight. They honored teachers. And I wanted to mention that this week was National Teacher Day. And I'm not sure how long ago it started, this antagonism toward teachers. Because that's not my intent ever. It's the teacher union issues. It's the NEA. It's the power type of thing. It's the indoctrination of some, like that goofball vice principal in Downingtown, and then the stuff that they hide behind. But the average teacher, I think, is doing tremendous work, by and large, in a very tough situation, given all the PC stuff and everything that's out there. So it was National Teacher Week this week. And we did talk about this guy, who's certainly not a good example toward any of that. When did it become, in your mind, or what is it? See, I don't want to give that impression anti-teacher. It's the union demands at times, and it's the activist, and it's stuff like this guy in Downingtown, and the bureaucracy that covers up for it. That's part of that's the main thing with me, and I wonder if it is with you. 855-839-1210. So the Phillies tonight bring on the field and honor. And I read the essays every year. I go down there on my own, and I'm honored to do that with a bunch of other people of various stripes. Phillies get over 1,000 or so people that say, my teacher is tremendous for this reason. And a lot of them now are at the high school level, which is rare to get that kind of commendation. They separate out and they give us like the top 25 or so, and then we parse it down to the ones that actually get on the field. They get tickets. Their name is up there on the scoreboard and all. It's tremendous, and we ought to be doing more of that. Just like with police officers, firefighters don't get as much. They should too. But what is it? Are you with me on that? It's not the average teacher. It's the people that become the face of this in the organizations. PSEA, NJEA, certainly, the NEA, they're where the problem is. And some of these teachers, you know, it's difficult for them to have a voice to push back against this. It's the activist types and the others that are in this that drive this. And that's where the intag. Now, it's also that any number of these organizations are the foot soldiers of the Democrat Party. That's the way it is. And the bleeding constantly for more and more taxpayer dollars, well, that's not helpful either. 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. Just push pound 1210 and you can get on board. You can jump in right now. 855-839-1210. And I want to link it with something. I am very much amazed how things have changed as far as homework. How many people we've had on over the last 5 years or so in various school districts that have agitated that they don't want kids doing homework. There's a national movement opposed to that, essentially. So Westchester is a pretty good school district. School officials in Westchester say after months of research and input, they're ready to change the way they do homework. They're very aware, they say, the impact, the amount of homework our students receive can have on them and their families. We wanted to address the issue of balance. Okay, I'm there with you, but I got to tell you, I'm getting a little suspect. They set goals for teachers when assigning homework, instructing them to be mindful that homework supports student learning. Among the changes, it bars teachers of all grades from assigning homework over weekends or during breaks like Thanksgiving and Christmas. Whoa, wait a minute. I'm here to tell you there's nothing wrong with giving someone homework over the weekend. Now, we can get into how much homework and what do they have to do and all that. I don't think there's anything wrong with giving some degree of homework over the weekend. 855-839-1210. That's possible that you would do that. It also calls for staggering the days that teachers of specific subjects can give tests. For example, high school English teachers can only test on the first and third days of a school week, while science teachers test on the second and fourth. Okay, I'm okay with that. They're meant to better help students manage their time. That makes sense. Some committee members expected us to set strict time limits on homework, but we found the many variables involved make it too difficult. That's why a half hour of homework for one child could easily turn into an hour and a half for another who isn't focused or dawdles. That makes sense, too, rather than setting limits. Now, there are any number of people out there that says, hey, this is interfering with our family life. We don't want any homework. You ought to be able to do that in school. That's it. No homework whatsoever. They, I think, are called the slacker families. You may be one of them. And you don't get it that this is individual practice that's necessary to do, and that already I'm appalled at how little work a lot of kids do in school and how little they know. 855-839-1210. So I like some of these things that Westchester now turns up with. Some of them, I think you can give homework over the weekend. AT&T and Verizon Wireless just pushed pound 1210, 855-839-1210. You get on board. That and tonight the Phillies honor teachers. It would seem to be an easy question. Are you okay with that? All right. But given some of the antagonism, I understand why some people are not. I'm thrilled that the Phillies do that. They honor the military. I'm not sure about police in the way that we do here at Talk Radio 1210. You know, I don't know if that would be controversial today. So I thought I'd ask you too. Who is it that you think should be honored in the manner that we're talking about? Teachers, definitely. It's wonderful, this essay contest, and they get 1,000 or more. People really go nuts. And it's heartwarming to see some of these stories that I've read and I've told you about. But what other walk of life, what other profession would you say is worthy of it? They get their name up in lights. They get tickets, like 10 of them. They bring somebody to the game. They walk on the field. Sometimes in the past, they used to do it where a ball player's favorite teacher was flown in, the one that made a difference in their life, that kind of thing. What other profession would you think? We know the military. We're all in agreement on that. Only the crazies would be against that. But some professions, you know, you go there with that, and other government professions, like cops, there might be people that don't like that. You know, why are we doing that? 855-839-1210. And it's a great thing. It's a great honor to actually see them on the field, to see their names up on the big scoreboard. It's a wonderful thing. And by the way, yeah, I think the Phillies are a wonderful organization. Not going to say that about every other pro franchise in town, but them, yeah, over the years, the stuff I've seen and what they've done through Bill Giles and Montgomery and all that, yeah, they get Philadelphia. They're doing the right things. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you can push pound 1210. So we got a lot of things piling up here, I thought, around this theme, and I'm honored to go. I just hope the weather holds up tonight. Around it, it is a great moment when you see them come out. And when you see teachers that are actually making a difference. It's sad that there is this disconnect because of some of the politics of it with some of the teacher groups. That's what the problem is. They're the people, some of these teachers consider themselves union members first and teachers second. That's where some of the problem comes in. Just like there's some cops who are union members first versus cops first. And that's problematic. So we all agree about the military. But what profession would you be searching for and put them out there on the field? AT&T and Verizon Wireless push pound 1210. All right, Bob's first in Cherry Hill. Bob, what's the profession?
Surgeon. I had open heart surgery 5 years ago.
Okay.
When the surgeon walked in the room, he looked like he was like 10 years old. But huh. I could have kissed him.
Well, you know what? There is no greater group of people that I admire than people that have that skill, confidence too, to be able to do some of the things surgeons can do. Man, that's got to be rough when they first do their first surgery. Wow. You can imagine.
A friend of mine's wife just got her kidney transplant last week at Penn.
Right.
She's been waiting 5 years on dialysis 2 days a week. And she said to her husband, boy, it feels so different not to be in pain. And I don't think, I mean, nurses, people work in hospice.
Well, look, how about nurses working in hospice?
I was just going to say, my wife passed away in Nazareth, and she was in hospice, and they were incredible.
Oh, can you imagine that burden, dealing with that every day, Bob, what it takes? God.
The woman told me that they only last about 14 months because all their patients died.
I'm surprised they last that long. Well, I'm glad you had, but your thought process when the surgeon comes in and he looks like a 10-year-old had to be, hey, get the real doc in here.
Well, he started laughing because he said, I know what you're thinking. You know, I said, what? He said that I'm in grade school, and he was just a real nice guy. But, I mean, you know, he was the most important person to me, not Bobby Clark or Eric Lindros. He was whatever.
Was him. I got you. Thank you, Bob. I'm glad you're feeling well. Yeah, so what? Yeah, surgeons. I'll take some ideas to the Phillies. Their teacher thing is such a home run, though. You have to read these things. They're great. All right, Julian in Lafayette Hill. Julian, you're against homework?
Yeah, I'm totally against it. I have two children in middle school right now. I'm a former professor. And I looked at all the studies all over the world. And you look at Finland, for example. It ranks in the top five in school. And they teach 4 hours a day and absolutely no homework. My problem is that both of my kids are involved in a lot of things, including soccer and band and concert. And by the time they get home and we sit down for dinner, it's 9 o'clock before they get to it. So if you look at what homework really does, and, you know, the 4 hours that the Finns spend in class, I'm wondering if we're not wasting a lot of time in school.
Well, we are. And look, Finland is often touted. I've studied it. But you got to remember, it's a highly educated, homogeneous type of thing without our problems. So that's why they're able to succeed. I don't know that they're doing anything revolutionary.
No, they're not. But the other thing is that our teachers tend to cater to children who are regurgitators, basically. You throw them the stuff, they throw it back at you, and they get good grades. The little kids that are the processors that need to totally be explained how something works, those kids don't get the good grades. And they're the ones that tend to retain a subject and subject matter much longer. And you can look at this. And, of course, I'm dividing them into two very
right. Discrete, right. Yeah,
but there's more. You know, there's a variation of these things. But when you look at our system right now, and I live in a wonderful school district. This district is amazing. But still, I think that if you look at the homework and the times that they're doing it, I think a lot of the stuff should be done in school.
All right, well, some of it can be. Look, you want to be certain on that, but you need individual practice, things like math and the others. No, I still believe in homework. Discipline is a large part of it.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.